What kinds of factors can make Sjogren's worse? What's the effect, for example, of stress on Sjogren's syndrome?
Well, like all of the autoimmune diseases, patients who feel stressed or are under unusual stress will often have exacerbation of their symptoms. So learning to manage that stress in your life is very important.
And exercise is fine and music.
Exercise is great.
So really, it's just trying to make the best of a difficult situation, especially if you have very, very dry eyes and very, very dry mouth.
Right. And I tell my patients it's very important to have an ophthalmologist that they work closely with, that they see regularly, that can help them with that. And also to visit their dentist, usually 4 times a year for a good cleaning. One of the things that we know is our saliva is full of immunoglobulin that really helps maintain healthy teeth. And when you've lost that saliva, you're at risk for dental decay. And so keeping your teeth as clean as possible, and like I said, about 4 times a year is very important for patients with Sjogren's syndrome.
Generally, the patients can learn for themselves how best to use these wetting agents, how best to figure out ways to make sure there's enough moisture in the mouth. And if they can manage that, their long-term outlook is pretty good.
That's true. And that learning curve is really important for patients to learn how to manage their symptoms with the agents that we have. But the prognosis and the outlook for the future for most patients with Sjogren's syndrome is actually quite good.